Chapter 4 Dan Gets the News. The more Dan thought about a banquet at the Duke's house, the more excited he got. He called out to the villagers as they hurried past him. "Are you really certain that the Duke is celebrating his birthday today?" People along the road all began talking at once. "Yes, and everyone is invited. The whole village is going," said the woman who owned the flower shop. "Hurry up," said the weaver who sold Dan the cloth. "Put your shoes on and get going," said the baker, his apron strings flying behind him. "We do not want to be late," said the cheesemaker. "You should get up and come along. You will not get a slice or a sliver if you don't get on your feet," the apple farmer exclaimed. "Shake a leg, Dan. I cannot promise to save you a seat," said the spice merchant. Dan still did not feel certain. "What will they serve at this party?" he asked a woman who had stopped to catch her breath. "Do you think they will have fresh berries? Will they have pineapples and peaches? Will they have cauliflower and cabbage?" "They will have all that and more," she said. "They are fixing everything under the sun. Platters are piled high with fantastic foods from around the world. It is going to be wonderful." "It sounds almost too good to be true," cried Dan, clapping his hands.